Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
We got the words. Need a teleprompter. Yep. What's happening?
We have a lovely couple today. Courtney and Evan are here, and it's a little bit of a heavier Great Mate Debate to put that out there. We're going to see if Courtney's ready to get over some trauma.
Oh, God. Who wins today?
Courtney.
Not wins the debate, but win the toss. Courtney?
Guy.
How can we help you get over trauma?
Well, a couple months ago, I was driving and I hit a dog, and it ran out on the road. I didn't see it. I wasn't able to slow down, and I felt so terrible. I was actually kind of devastated, and it's been really eating away at me. And since then, I kind of haven't been able to drive anymore. And
like ever.
I'm just traumatized, and I don't want to risk it happening again. And I know it was out of my control, but, you know, I just can't imagine getting behind the wheel after, you know, it being a death machine.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm so sorry that happened. That's horrifying.
I think it's implied, but I feel like I have to ask, did the dog not make it?
Unfortunately, no. And there's this family out there with kids who lost their best friend because of me. And I can barely live with myself. And
okay, let's just jump straight into his side to see. Evan?
Yeah, yay.
Yay. What is your side of this?
I mean, look, I sympathize. It was a traumatic situation, and I feel for Courtney, and, you know, it's hard, but at this point, it's time to start driving again because, right now she's taking Ubers everywhere, taking the bus. Ubers are cutting into all of our sort of like, you know, rainy day funds, and the bus is cutting into our time together because obviously here, it's like the bus is, it's going to take you a while to get there. I mean, she took an Uber the other day from Aurora to Golden. And I was like, that's hefty. It's costing like hundreds of dollars,
okay.
You know, when you do that. So, yeah.
But do you understand that she's grieving, or do you think she's grieved enough, or what's your...
I mean, my thought is this, like, you know, I respect where she is emotionally, and I'm at the spot where I'm like, look, if we have kids eventually, like, you're going to have to drive. And it's gone on long enough where it's like, I understand you're processing. Now is the time where you need to get behind the wheel because, Courtney, if you let it go too long, you're never going to drive again. And you'll just become that person who doesn't drive. And it's like, what are we going to do if you don't drive? Like, there are times when we go on road trips where I'm like, yeah.
Okay, Evan, let's let her talk.
How are you respecting me? Okay? How are you respecting me when you're telling me what time I can give to grieve? Like, this poor family lost their family member and the kids lost their best friend. Like, how am I supposed to live with that?
I understand every single thing you just said, but my response would be, how is you not driving going to make their situation any better? It's only going to hinder
you.
You're
not going to kill another dog again.
You're not going to kill another dog. It was an accident.
You don't know that.
Mildly
negligent. You don't know that.
They had a dog off leash. That was, you know, I'm sympathetic for both you, Courtney, and the family. But at this point, you know, you can't let that trauma impede on our lives, because now it's causing not trauma, but it's causing stress in our life.
Inconvenience, you know? More like, but
yes. And Evan, I'm traumatized. I don't know what to tell you. I don't ever want to drive again. And maybe I will one day, but right now I need time to grieve.
Let me get some.
Is you not driving going to bring the dog back? Okay. It's not going to bring the dog back.
Evan, hold on real quick. 303-222-5423. We need a jury decide.
Yeah.
This is real emotion versus logic. And I don't think, we got to find some middle ground on this one. So should she drive? Should she grieve more? What if she never goes back? 303-222-5423. I'm sorry. You guys can keep going. Can I just ask you this, Courtney? This sounds rude, but what if the bus you're on hit a dog?
Oh my gosh, dude.
It's a good point. It's a good question.
Well, then she wouldn't be responsible for it. She just would have been there. And that would be awful, but she's not responsible for it. That bus has taken that route no matter what.
Exactly. The bus driver is. And right now, I think you guys don't understand. You don't get over grief. You kind of learn how to walk alongside it. And I'm just learning how to just accept what I did. And I understand it was an accident. But the vision of me, the dog running out and me hitting the dog, it's traumatizing. And I love animals.
Kind of traumatizing for all of us listening. Yeah. Right,
I love animals too, but at the end of the day, you got to get from A to B, and cars are how we do it here. And you know, it's. I think if you live in that trauma, you're not going to move past it.
But Evan, do you have any sympathy? It kind of feels like you're clock's up. The alarm didn't go off.
You need to travel Route 66 across the country, but you know, go to the grocery store. It's 3 minutes away by car. You know, but
how
you don't
can you
do that.
Deem what, Evan, how can you deem what is an appropriate time to grieve?
I can't deem what's an appropriate time to grieve, but I can deem what is an appropriate time for us to live in the trauma of that experience. And I think we're past that date.
Okay. Right now, I'm telling you, I can't drive. I can't get behind the wheel. I'm way too nervous. I'm too traumatized. I get shaky. So I'm being the responsible one by taking the bus.
I'm not taking Ubers. I'm not taking his side by any means, but we've all heard the phrase, you got to get back on the horse.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think that this is a good time.
This is exactly what it is.
That's what I'm wondering. It's not for me about the time. It's about the way you're grieving. Is you not driving helping your grieving?
No, or is it just not. I'm going to hop in here. It's not helping.
Yeah. Whether it's how long it's been or not, is that actually, are you going to get over it eventually? Are you going to just one day wake, you know?
But right now it's too soon. And it's can you imagine if you killed a family member of somebody's, just beloved family member?
No, actually can't.
But,
there wouldn't be a beloved family member who's left off leash, hops over a fence, gets out of their gate, and runs into the road.
That's not entirely true.
Because
it could happen. But I think, Evan, you're kind of having zero sympathy and zero empathy for what she's going through, and I'm a little worried about your marriage.
I hear you, but this is 3 months going now, and
yeah, maybe it should be 10.
And I'm not wanting to hemorrhage money, in order to sort
of that financial logic again.
Oh my God,
there is. There is a part of it. If she takes the bus, she shows up, 45 minutes. Sometimes it's 90 minutes.
For
a ride that would take 5 minutes otherwise.
Okay. Both you guys, appreciate you coming on. Hang on right there. We'll bring you back with some jury members. Don't move. I don't know what to say. Because he's making great points that if you listen to him logically, he's making great points. But his complete and total lack of empathy takes away his great points. It's you're not helping that family.
Right, but I don't think she's trying to. She's not. I mean, she's worried about that family.
But she keeps saying, you didn't see the kids' faces.
But her point isn't never hurting that family again. It's never hurting another family again.
But a bus could run over a car of people.
And that would suck, but that wouldn't be her fault.
But the Uber is only driving you because you booked it. And
Uber is trickier to defend, okay?
You're still getting in the Uber. I don't know if the right response is to not do the thing that traumatized you. I don't know what I would love for somebody who is more professional.
All right. Well, Is she going to drive again, or can she grieve as long as she wants? You decide. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Courtney and Evan. Courtney, a few months ago, hit a dog, unfortunately, and the dog didn't make it, and it was kind of ran out in the street in front of the children. Like, I don't know if the kids saw it.
It wasn't on purpose.
No, she didn't do it on purpose, but, like, she's traumatized by it. She talked to the family afterward. They're all traumatized by it.
Yeah, she said she had to, like, look kids in the face and be like, sorry, I killed your best friend.
Good God.
Yeah.
So, understandably, Courtney's having a tough time, but she's not driving a car at all, and Evan's like, it's time.
Right.
Ubers are very expensive. And if you take public transportation, love it.
Right.
But if you live in a residential neighborhood, you might take three buses and a light rail and then two more buses just to go buy groceries. So he's saying she's got to get back on the horse. And she's saying there's no time limit to grief.
Right.
So Courtney, Evan, thank you for hanging with us. Feel free to jump in with any of these people. Let's start with Monica.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Wow. And yes, killing an animal sucks. But the dog's life is over and her life is not. And she can't let that accident ruin her life.
I know, but... So she's just supposed to go about her life like normal? Like nothing ever happened?
No, she can drive with a new sense of respect and awareness and remembrance of what happened and be a little more cautious, but she cannot let this affect all the aspects of her life that she has, her relationship, her time. It's cutting into her life that she has to live. Nobody can bring back that dog, but she can still live her life.
Can I just ask you, Monica? Because again, I don't really have a side because, you know, grief and all that, but like, have you killed anything?
Oh, yeah, dude, one time there was a groundhog in the middle of the road, and I didn't totally off it. It was screaming, so I had to go back over it. I felt real bad for a real long time, but I still drove.
Okay, don't want to ever be near Monica.
You know I had to do the same thing.
Yeah. What'd you have to kill?
A squirrel.
Look, I mean, she makes a good point. Most people have hit squirrels in the road accidentally, you know. There are always things that are running out there, you know, whatever it might be. All of those things are accidents. Look, there was no malintent. It was an accident. We don't modify our lives when we have an accident. An accident is defined by the fact that it was an unfortunate incident that we hope to never repeat again.
Is like, that what an accident is defined by?
He probably looked it up, Erica. Don't fight this guy. Let's get some more jury members in here. Sis?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I just wanted to kind of talk to her. I'm on his side. And the only reason I'm on his side is because probably 20 years ago, I was right behind a car in Boulder and watched it be head-on collision and kill a woman. And kids' things fell out of this van that she was in. And I would not drive. Because I was right there. I felt the impact. I wasn't involved in it, but I could feel the impact and I saw everything that happened. And I refused to drive. And my husband said, look, I understand you're grieving, but life has to move on. You have to try. He took me out on back then. I live in Longmont and he took me out on the back roads. Dirt roads, and he said, okay, let's go. And we drove and drove and drove until I could finally, because it was right there on 28th Street, and it's a four lane, and cars were zooming at each other. And so couldn't stand having a car coming at me.
But so you're happy and that so your I husband understand. Forced you into it? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm driving right now because
my God.
Okay. Sis,
thank you for the call. Just pay attention to the road for a minute. Thank you.
I'm driving right now.
We had another.
To ask that woman is how long was it before she got behind the wheel? Because you know what? I would be open to someone driving with me in an open field where there's, you know, not a chance that an animal can jump out. But also, I need time, but I never know how much time. You know, everyone walks according to their own plans, right?
But Courtney, it sounded like she said her husband didn't wait that long, and he was like, "You gotta go."
Oh,
you know.
Well, mine is not just telling me to get behind the wheel without realizing how traumatized I was because he wasn't with
that's
me at the time.
That's not the case, Courtney. That's not that. That's unfair. I'm not saying that. I understand that you're hurt. I really do. We're both dog people. But at the end of the day, I don't ultimately, because I love you, I don't want your life to be impeded.
You don't want your life to be impeded either.
Well,
right now, yeah, my life is not impeded. I am okay giving the extra time to take the bus or take an Uber. And for him, it's a financial strain. And that's why he's upset about it. But
no, you're making it seem like it's some trivial thing that it's that I don't like. It's not.
May
I'm not
I read
some,
one
like,
text?
Okay, you guys.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a verdict here in a second, but we got a couple more pieces of information for you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Lots of text saying therapy and specifically EMDR therapy, which I've actually
that
done
eye
before.
Thing?
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. So I recommend that. But another text says grieving. She has PTSD and that can be debilitating. I can't help but think if he were a bit more supportive and empathetic and heaven forbid supportive, she'd probably be able to work through her grief and PTSD faster. She should talk to a therapist too. I'll pay for the Uber.
Wow.
Just maybe a little note.
Okay, Hack, and you had somebody on the phone that couldn't stay.
Yeah, they were in a situation where they were driving and somebody who was dealing with some mental health stuff ran into the road and it didn't end very well. And this person dealt with the trauma of it. Was
of killing a person?
Yeah.
Oh,
But an accident, very similar,
yes.
but a person, and said they went to therapy and all that, and you can't let it ruin your life. Is there notes to pass on?
But what nobody's hearing is Courtney's not ruining her life. She can still get places.
Right.
Yeah. I'm open to all of this, okay? It's just that right now all Evan's been doing is just being like, just drive. He hasn't offered, and perhaps I too am responsible for my own therapy. I should seek out therapy. It's just every time I've tried to get behind the wheel, I start trembling.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard for me to not envision that me hitting that dog.
I guess what I'm saying is I want you to recognize that and take responsibility for it and not let that govern your future decisions. Like, the fact that you acknowledge that and you know where you are, again, I feel for you. I'm not unsympathetic for the situation.
Kind of.
But if you have PTSD about that,
okay.
But if you have PTSD about that, yep. Let's figure it out so you can begin to resume what was your normal life.
All right, guys,
and
listen.
Not, you know.
Here's the deal. I don't even like saying this out loud, but Evan won by a landslide. We didn't have a single call on our side. Mm-hmm. We had some calls moving towards therapy and or some texts, but by no means do you have to follow this jury. But I mean, we don't make you sign something saying you better drive to pick up a prize.
Maybe have a goal. Like, maybe have a goal of like in a few weeks, I'm going to try an open lot.
Yes.
Something like that.
Hey, thank you guys for bringing this to light today. We appreciate you a bunch. If you have therapy help for her or them, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a packed news day, right?
It is, yeah.
News.
This is news or nope.
News or nope. Nobody nopes anymore. Not like it used to be.
We really don't.
Not like the olden days.
Good evening. This has happened 2 days, bro. Jack, why don't you go?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I like saying that.
It's been a minute. Nope.
Good evening.
Hey. Breach of protocol. The bed had not started.
You had clicked it. It just takes forever to start.
You have to hear
and also,
it.
We were sitting here at
you
a stalemate.
Here's what's really
let me
sad.
Jump and defend you, Slacker.
I really wanted to hear TX's story, but I just wanted to prove a point. The nopes have to get used, people. The nopes have to get used.
Maybe if you started doing a story, we would start noping people. I'm scared. Good evening.
Good evening.
good news for Lord of the Rings fans, because Stephen Colbert is writing the next movie.
I wasted my note.
I thought you would be excited about this.
I don't think, I read some of the story. I don't think Stephen Colbert is a writer. I think he's a satirist.
He's a comedian. Like, yeah, but Lord of the Rings is the number one.
He's a nerd when it comes to LOTR, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he must be, because Peter Jackson is saying this is okay, right?
Yes.
But it, generally speaking, isn't that just fan fiction then? Like, the biggest fans write the
I mean,
stories,
I'm sure he's going to get help, but yeah.
There are chapters in the books that they haven't made movies about yet. So it's not fan
just
fiction.
Chapters.
He's just treating like chapters. Yeah, they've made 6 3-hour long movies each, and they haven't covered all the books. So like chapter 6 through 9 or something.
Chapter as in books.
Inside the books chapter. Like, it's crazy. Like,
oh my
you ever
gosh.
Held The
no,
Hobbit?
No, I can't.
The Hobbit
with this
is.
Series.
How thick is The Hobbit? It's like 3 inches thick.
The movie will be derived from chapters 3 through 8.
There you go.
Yes.
Interesting.
It's
chapters.
That's how long these
like chapters
are. Like
chapters in a chapter
what?
Book.
Yes.
Okay.
I did not know that. So everyone who loves Lord of the Rings, it's not all done yet?
It's not all
you
done.
You can't even watch it all?
You can't. I mean,
what?
There are beginning, middles, and ends to all the movies. It's just like.
But if you're really a fan, you know there's stuff that hasn't been on in the film.
Have you read the books?
No.
Have you read any, even The Hobbit?
I did for school, so I didn't like it then. But
I read the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody read the extra book. Okay, and that's coming out when?
December 2027?
Wow.
And they haven't.
No, I'm sorry.
Yet?
That's The Hunt for Gollum is coming out. No,
oh,
I don't know
that's
about this
the
one.
New one,
yeah.
And then they're working on the next
yes.
one. Okay, sorry. I'll start again.
Goodness.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I actually think Hack is going to like this story. I wonder if it's what he got noped on. Pop-Tarts is answering fans' wishes, and they are releasing Pop-Tarts Super Stuffed Toaster Pastries. So
what?
You're going to be able to
shut
get... I know.
Your
I know.
Mouth.
They're going to have 50% more filling. Oh my gosh, are you thrilled?
I have waited my... Do you understand I went to the South Pearl
yes.
Festival every week to buy homemade Pop-Tarts mm-hmm. from Tart and Soul is the name of the company. Buy Pop-Tarts
and
from
them.
And
they're like the thick...
Yeah,
it's because they're homemade, dude. Yeah.
It looks like so the good. Flavors for now are just going to be Strawberry Blast, Molten Lava Cake,
okay.
and Cinnamon Caramel.
So,
I know. So I don't know
flavor?
If they're planning to...
You got
to
have the classic brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the classic.
I like a cherry.
Yeah, I think if we petition, we'll be able to get all of them.
No longer will I have to eat 2 or 3 at a time.
Yeah, you stack them up.
Yeah.
No, you're still going to want to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And put a little jelly in between them.
I want to do the Strawberry Blast. Well, I don't want to do it. I want to eat it.
How
right
much
now.
Thicker? Like double?
50%
more, so not quite double. Double would be 100% more.
Okay. That's.
I'll take it. I haven't had a Pop-Tart so long. This makes me want a Pop-Tart.
This is the best news I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my gosh. I'm so thrilled to have brought
this
to you.
This is better than finding out I was having children.
Oh. Okay, let's. No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm safe from you. I'm looking around the room. Okay, I'm good. Happy Air Max Day, everybody. This is a holiday.
Are you doing a shoe story?
I am, yeah. But okay. I think it's cool. You can feel free to note me at any time if you want.
No.
This day is celebrated March 26th every year. It honors the release of the first Air Max 1 back in 1987, which came out on this day. Tinker Hatfield was a designer for Nike. He's the one. So Nike was putting air in their cushions, but no one got the concept. And Tinker Hatfield was the one who's like, we need to put air bubbles on the side of the shoe so they can see
the air.
There's air. That's why they're comfortable. You're walking on air. He was the one who innovated that. Now we're used to it, but it took them for a long time. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
How is an Air Max different than an Air Force?
An Air Max has
more
Air Force
air.
Is a model of the shoe.
Okay.
That doesn't have the air bubble in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Air Max has the bubble.
I like
always
an
has
Force
an air
one.
Bubble. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not wearing them today, but.
I'm just playing some soothing music for the people who are starting to nap from how lame this whole conversation was.
You need to play crazy music then to wake them up if they're driving.
There's time for one more story. Does anybody have one? Okay.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
42% of adults use AI for health advice and never follow up with a doctor.
That's me.
You're gonna die.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I have kind of a moral, ethical dilemma, and since I don't know anybody else.
Since I don't know
morals and ethics.
Yeah, you're all I've got.
Who is... In fact, can I take a quick poll on the text line?
Okay.
303-222-5423. Before he asks another question, who's the most moral and ethical person in this room?
It used to be me until Erica got here.
I think...
I would have thought
that
it was,
is the most ironic thing I've ever heard in my life. For you to just immediately claim the title, I think
I'm also
means,
honored by her response.
You think you think Erica's moral and ethical? Moral, yeah.
Yeah, I actually do think I am.
You do fear authority more than anybody I've ever known.
And I just like want everyone to be happy.
Yeah, but ethical?
Isn't that the same thing? It's going for like what's right. Totally took a class in college about morals and ethics, and I don't remember a thing.
Okay, but can we just agree that the least moral and least ethical person in here is me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Aaron, and I was not going to agree with that.
No, she gives me a run for my money.
Yeah. Only on some things. I don't think she ever wants harm on people.
I don't
That's
either.
That's not true. It's... You should not read my text from this morning. I stand corrected. Wow. I stand corrected.
The irony in that one is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. But
so, okay, can we... I know, Hack, you have something on your mind, and we're going to get it out. But, like, I took the bullet on the least moral and ethical. But isn't it wild that we all kind of agree Aaron is kind of the loose cannon, but she piped up as the most.
Yeah.
It's like, the only one that beat me is Erica. What are you talking about?
I don't even really know.
You are getting
smoked like...
by everybody in the room except me.
It's a race to the bottom.
It is. It's, yes. Thank you for understanding what's happening in this room.
Okay. It's a photo finish.
Anyway, oh, I do think it's a toss-up between you and Hack, though, too. But I think
I
you
do
might
think it's
be
a
it
between us
because he has a dark side.
Yeah, he's really interested in the death of deer.
Yeah,
very,
he definitely.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you cross him, he's got his lines in the sand. Bikers.
Yeah.
Not motorcyclists, because we don't want Sons of Silence trying to come kill you.
Oh, no. I respect
people
them
on pedal
greatly.
Bikes.
Yeah, pedal bike.
And deer.
Yeah.
So it's probably you. It's Erica's the most moral and ethical person.
Okay.
So if you have a question,
T-Hack,
just ask Erica directly. Don't even talk to Aaron or I.
Okay, I can do
the
that.
The listeners are not going to like that.
So I, as you may or may not know, I DJ on the side and on the weekends. So I have like a separate bank account that's just my business. So when I get paid, when I DJ... it goes into this bank account, right? Okay. So not a lot goes in. It's only when I have a gig, boom, deposit. Like, I don't really pull money out until tax time and all that. So I was checking it to see if my deposit had gone through, and it had, which is great. And then there was another deposit, which was an odd number. It was not what the normal amount is. Like, well, that's kind of weird. Was it like a interest thing, or did I get what's attached to this bank
but
account?
But it's still from the same place, or
no,
you don't know?
It just says check deposit. It's not from the same place.
Oh.
And so I clicked it and I looked at it, and it's got like the attached picture. You can see the check.
Okay.
And it's addressed to somebody.
Oh, no.
Who has a very similar name to me. Very similar. Not, it's clearly not my name, but it's very similar.
They don't just, there's not some troll like at the Gringotts Bank or whatever in Harry Potter. Is that what it's called?
It is Gringotts. Yeah. And they are goblins.
Yeah. They don't like sit there
they don't,
and go,
like,
this is close enough. They don't
it
read
in.
It. It's like routing numbers.
That's
on
so
check.
True.
So
yeah.
They, like this is a weird mistake to have made based on the spelling of your name.
I agree. And I've always been the person who said, like, when they ask for ID, when you deposit, and it's like, don't ask for ID. If anyone wants to put money in my account,
yes, you
let them.
Very
I don't
true.
Ask them. Don't, I don't care. I don't need to know. All who cares?
Only ask for ID if I'm taking money out.
Yes, but now it's happened, and now I feel a little weird. Like, am I supposed to call the bank?
Yes, you are.
And tell them the error.
Oh, you know what that is? That's somebody trying to slow down.
She's fighting her way back
something
up.
Something similar has happened to me. I took out a, I think I cashed a check and they gave me too much cash. And I knew the teller is going to get in trouble. I don't want that. Let me go back. And it's the same thing. This teller might get
like
in trouble.
They had kids or?
I don't know.
I'd want to know some of their backstory.
Is it a lot of money?
It's like, it's over $100. It's.
Because it's like, if it's $20, it's like, whatever. But. Yeah.
It's like $100-something. I don't remember exactly.
Hold on. That $20 could be like $100 to someone else who actually needs it.
But I'm getting the sense that there's a number that you'd go, yeah, let's see what I can do about that.
No, like if it was really high.
If it was $5,000?
Like, no, I'd be like, why are you here? Get back there. Oh, go to the bank now.
No, that'd be ATM time.
So the lower number, you're like, if it's low, maybe keep it.
Like if it's low, maybe they could just always go back and take it back out when they notice their mistake, and then it's less of a big deal. I would not spend it.
If it was $5,000, I'd spend it like now.
Withdraw immediately. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
I close the account.
Oh my gosh.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time to talk about cats.
Kitties.
Mm.
Is anybody, like, I know we're dog people in the room. Mm. Does anybody hate cats?
No, I actually love them, but I'm allergic.
Oh, then aren't there something like the weird hairless, like
they still, my brother is also allergic, but he has two Sphinx and one of them just decided to start growing hair.
What?
Yeah.
That can happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That goes with this.
It's still like very, very short.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's an ugly cat gets uglier.
I had cats growing up. So.
You did?
We had three.
So a little thing we do on the show is called catastrophes. Get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
But is it a catastrophe?
Yeah, we want the things, because cats can, they're vertical. Like, yeah. They can go from ground level to 8 feet. So getting up and turning your burners on and lighting your house on fire is like a walk in the park for a cat.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
We've
had tons of stories where people go, no, the cat jumped up, turned the burner on, the pizza box was sitting there, and Bob's your uncle, there went the house.
Yeah, I think because we used to have we put in the faucet that had the touch sensor, whatever, and then it would turn off after a certain time, and I would get so annoyed, and I think it's because of cats.
Yes.
Because they'll jump up and turn it on, and if you're out of town.
Yeah, it would just run forever, and the cats will just turn it on because they just go, screw these people.
Not cats in your home jumping up and touching it.
You know, it's a design feature. I was like,
hey man, you don't have a cat.
I'd be like, why does it keep turning off?
Yeah. Or like the touch lamps now, too.
Oh, yeah.
The cats will, here's the thing. Cats are very smart, but they're irritating.
They're terrifying.
And they do terrible things. Well, there's a Southern California, there was a fire. I don't know the cats did this, but
they're not
pyromaniac cats, but the firefighters came, they put the fire out, and they found four cats in this apartment. Oh. The cats were not responding.
Oh no.
But they did kitty CPR to them, even mouth to mouth. And the cats came out of it.
Wow.
Again, we don't know if they started the fire.
Right.
The presumption is yes. Right.
That's what they were singing when they woke up.
Like, okay.
Even mouth to mouth. Wow.
I wouldn't imagine a cat would allow you to do mouth to mouth.
Well, if it's not breathing.
Yeah, if it's not responding. If it's just laying there, you can do whatever you want to a dead cat.
Okay. I had a cat growing up. Well, I had three cats growing up all at the same time. Yeah, I'm going to just keep talking and ignore them. The boys are losing their minds.
What did I just say? You can do anything. Write that down. I want that on my tombstone.
You can do anything
you want to a dead cat.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Are you all right?
I'm all right. Tell us about your childhood kitty.
So we had three cats growing up. One lived to be like 19, and he would literally just start peeing everywhere because he just couldn't. But he also did a thing where he could reach up and open doors, kind of like I can do with my feet.
For real?
Yeah. So he would do that. But two of our cats appeared. Two of our cats decided that we were their home now, and one showed up with like a big chunk of her face missing.
Oh my God.
And honestly, she was evil for the rest of her life. And one night in the middle
Why'd you keep her then?
Of the night, because she needed us. Her name was Sassy. We named her Sassy.
Okay.
And like she scratched me in the middle of the night. And I was too scared to tell my parents. And so I just like went and put a Band-Aid on it. I was young. Like in the morning, they were like, what the heck? And I was like, I didn't want to wake you guys up. So I had like
you Band-Aid. Can die from that, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know then. I sure do now.
Sassy knew.
Yeah. Sassy was like, I'm going to take her out.
I'm getting this bed.
Yeah, she oh my God.
Wasn't supposed to sleep in our rooms either, so I don't know what she was doing there. But
all right, well, we got 20 other stories from the news, but we want to hear, like, if you've had a cat and it scratched your face in the night, brought you things.
Oh, yeah.
They do that tribute thing.
Oh, yeah.
They will lay an altar of snake heads and dead rodents and whatever. We want to hear your catastrophe stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
We were visiting my in-laws in Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy.
They have two cats. And these cats, they were my wife's cats, and they actually lived with us for like a couple years. We had the two dogs and the two cats just when people were, her parents were moving around and stuff. But now they're back with their parents, so they're familiar with us. Like, okay. They know us. And it was the first time we brought our son, because he had just been born.
Oh, no.
They didn't know the son. He's new. And we were getting ready to go somewhere for the day, wherever we were going. And so my father-in-law picks up the car seat and says, all right, let's go. And as he picks it up, just pee falls everywhere out of the cats
because they didn't like your baby.
They didn't like him.
Wait.
Yeah.
So they peed. They marked his.
They had peed. Just filled his car seat with pee.
Oh my God.
That's what they do in it
when they pee.
No, it was like left overnight because we just brought him in and then we slept and then just ready to go the next day.
Because they're like, that's where that little son of a just get it.
And it wasn't like it was like. Gosh, like
ew. And so your baby has been laying in that pee.
We hadn't put him in it.
No, we hadn't.
Oh thank God.
Okay. We're traveling. That's our car seat. Like we do.
You didn't wait for it to go through the washer and dryer. You had to go.
The rest of the trip, like we washed it, but
it's like, that's still your car seat.
Yeah, we had to fly back with it. So like it's never the same.
No. Cat pee is so vile.
Well, there's a story of a cat that was in Florida.
Florida!
It wasn't feeling well, so they took it to the vet, and they, sawed the cat open.
Okay, what?
They found 26 hair ties inside the cat.
Oh. Cats will do that, fun to play with.
Yeah.
But not what you're playing with, you don't eat it.
Well, maybe it tastes good too.
I told you, like, it ate 26. Its intestines were completely blocked by 26 hair ties. Right,
he was tied up.
Oh my gosh!
All right, we'll read the rest of our news
it's
stories.
Called a ponytail, not a cat tail,
or a hairball.
Hair tie ball. All right, he's mad at us.
All right, we want to hear your catastrophe stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are talking about cats and how bad they suck.
Well, not really.
Well, how they do stupid things. And then question for you, T-Hack. Uh-oh. Is Ellen on the phone?
Not yet.
Ellen is our biggest cat fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was the one who had called and said they tried to paint the house, like the colors of her cat. And then she said it looked awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ellen apparently doesn't have any catastrophe stories, but Diana does. Diana?
Yay.
Yay.
Catastrophe.
So we have a kitty. She's 12 years old. And whenever she, she decides she wants like fresh food and at 2 or 3 in the morning, she'll jump up on the counter in the bathroom and just start knocking things down and wakes us up.
And is like, hello, it's time for my refill.
But like fresh food, exactly. She doesn't go out and get a kill. She doesn't go.
No. Put it in my bowl.
Yeah. She just wants like
food in my bowl, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you let your cat outside ever?
A little bit, yes.
Wow. Bold.
Because I don't know if
I would. One time she brought us a mouse and then we couldn't really find it. And we actually found it a year later.
A year later? So it was a skeleton?
It was decomposed. Yeah, it would have to be.
No. It lived like somewhere underneath the oven and stuff,
Okay. It could have been another mouse.
So it lived in the house.
It was probably a baby of that mouse.
All right. Thank you, Diana. Cat people. Brianna.
Hello. Yay.
Catastrophes. What happened?
I have a black cat named Wednesday and our neighbors call her Lucifer. She was outside, door cracked open. All I hear is my husband say, oh God, don't bring that in here. she ran in with a bird in her mouth and let it loose.
The bird wasn't dead.
It wasn't dead.
It was alive. Mm-hmm. It flew under the couch. So my husband said, pull the couch back. I had a crop top short shirt on, t-shirt. And the bird flew through the back of the couch up my shirt.
No.
Got stuck in my shirt.
No.
Yes. Why? No. Why?
Because then there's just a bird that's
in
like,
your shirt. I know, but now you've got a way to get it out of the house. Now it's part of you.
But it's
and you have a way.
You and it's scratching you, and you should not be that close to birds.
I do agree with you should not be that close to birds.
And my husband is on the floor dying. Tears coming out of his eyes.
Yeah, because that's hilarious to watch it happen to somebody else. He doesn't want it to happen to you.
It was horrifying.
Thank you, Brianna. Meg? Meg?
Yai?
What is your catastrophe?
I went on vacation, this was probably about 25 years ago, and came back after 10 days, and my cat was okay, because people were feeding it. later on in the evening, I was in the bedroom, and my cat attacked my leg. And it was so bloody, I had to run into the bathroom to clean my leg up. And he was outside the door growling at me.
Because it wanted a little more. A little more piece of you.
How dare you go on vacation?
Yeah.
I know. Plus, he would have to check out any man that I brought to the house. And if he didn't like him, he would attack him.
That's a good cat, honestly. Hate the cat.
Thank you for the call. You remember, like, our old producer, Little D, his dad, ripped his arm open and he got cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
What?
It's a real thing. And then they had to reopen the wound and leave it open for like weeks to get all the infection
out. What
the
heck?
It's
just to be like not even really loved back by the cat.
They don't care if you're alive or dead. Jill? Catastrophe. What happened?
So I had a small cat who used to sleep on top of an open door. On the like 1-inch strip of wood.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, that's not possible.
Would they fall off?
Just once and sliced me on the way down. I had kind of bumped the door because I forgot she was up there. She was the bathroom door and I was getting ready for work.
Reasonably. Yeah.
And I just bumped the door and she lost her balance and her back claws that are really kind of thick because they don't use scratching posts.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right.
Caught me on the side of the nose and then I have a diagonal scar from like my nostril to my top lip.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
From your cat sleeping in the dumbest place
possible. Like that's your own fault, cat.
Yeah, it is. Okay. That's disgusting.
It's like the old, you put the bucket of water on the door. And fall.
It's just a cat.
It's a worse version. Yeah.
It's more painful.
Yeah. Danica?
Yay.
Yay. Catastrophe. What happened?
So I was heading over to my sister's and I told her to lock that evil cat of hers up because it was me and my dog.
Okay.
And I guess she didn't pull the door all the way to, but anyway, the cat came out and just ripped, roared, pissed and attacked us.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that's the sound of a cat attacking. Did you get hurt?
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor. My dog had to go to the vet. I tried to kill the cat. I finally got a hold of the cat, started to pin it down, choking it to death. My sister's crying.
This is,
I don't know that you should be admitting this on the radio.
I don't know. This feels like maybe we should move on.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it true? Did she call?
She did.
Ellen.
Yay.
We knew you'd call for catastrophe. What
well,
happened?
The last time you did this, you forbid me from calling in.
Oh, my gosh.
You're unforbidden. What happened?
Okay, my parents have this blue Persian who was the stupidest cat on earth.
Okay.
And somebody came over to work on their furnace and disconnected the furnace from the ducts. And nobody noticed that the cat was missing until... Ducks. The middle of the night, they could hear walking around in the ducts.
Oh.
And an occasional meow.
So what did they... How do you get a cat out?
What could it be?
How did they get it out?
They had to call the furnace guy to come back the next day.
No way. Oh, they just had to leave the cat in there all night, like, hope it doesn't die.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You guys are going to make so much fun of me.
And that varies from a different day.
You're right. It doesn't at all. Okay. I'm particularly concerned about Hack's take on this.
Okay.
We've started discussing, not looking, not purchasing, discussing our future home and what we... What?
It's shocking that you're going to hack. I am the real estate whore.
No, I'm not going to him. I just know he's not going to like.
Oh, okay.
So we were just talking about what was important to us in a house, all these things, right? We need space for family to come visit. We need space for hopefully having kids, things like that. But
do you really want your family staying at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom always stays with us. Like, we have space now, and especially when we have like a newborn child.
That's helpful. Yeah.
I think my mom's going to be here a little bit.
Okay.
So yeah, and you know, that was one of the things we talked about. Maybe it's like a slightly separate space.
Ooh, like a mother-in-law suite.
Yeah, or like it's, you know, the basement room with the bathroom and a little bit of, yeah.
So you can just lock that door and keep them down there. And you just lower a basket of lotion down to them occasionally.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Dane makes references to, what movie is that?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, he makes references to that all the time. You are so weird.
It's not weird, because there's a time, like, I loved my in-laws and stuff, but then when they come and stay with you, it makes a 7-day vacation feel like a 3-month vacation.
For sure.
Whereas if they have a hotel and it's like, well, we're just going to eat dinner or breakfast over here, it's like, yay.
Right.
You still get to be normal a little bit.
Isn't it different, though, when there's a newborn? Because it's not a vacation at all.
Yeah. That is totally different.
Yeah. And so that's what we're thinking about. Is like, when family come to help with kids, again, God willing, whatever.
Yep.
But one of the most important things to us.
Oh, boy.
Was discussing the amount of stairs in the home.
Why?
Because Swanson cannot go up and down stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
And we are truly.
He can't?
It's not good for their backs.
He's such a long dog. Yeah.
Because dachshunds shouldn't go up and down full flights. He goes up and down like 3 to get outside and back inside right now. But that feels better than.
So you're going to have to buy a ranch?
Well, that's the discussion that's been had.
For your dog?
Okay,
determining the size of your home because of your dog?
I wasn't expecting you to have this reaction.
I mean, think it's a great idea. It's lovely.
I think
No, you don't.
No.
I was trying to be
ranches are for old people.
That's not true.
Yes,
at
it is.
All.
Ranches are dope if you live like on a ranch and you have acre after acre and your ranch can spread out to 6,000 feet. But if your lot is the size of lots that people can afford now and you put a ranch on it, that's a 1,500 square foot home.
Well, that's not
I know
how we're gonna live. We're not looking at 1,500 square foot ranches because that is not enough space for Swanson either.
That's what I'm saying. So it'd have to be a ranch with a basement, but then Swanson will never know anyone who you are lowering the lotion down to.
Unless you let him come up. The way that things work is our bedroom is upstairs and then like kitchen, living room, everything is downstairs.
Okay.
So every single morning I get Swanson out of his crate. We have a total makeout sesh and then I carry him down the stairs to the main floor. And then every single night or any time we're gone, we got to let him out potty, pick him up, carry him up the stairs. It would make our lives infinitely better if he could just back to his crate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you have kids, you're not going to want to go grab the kid, then grab Swanson and walk them both down the stairs.
Right.
So Swanson will be at the top of the stairs going, there'll be a pile of poop and pee at the top of the stairs. Because you're not.
Okay, so whose side are you on?
I'm saying you have to get a ranch.
I don't know what's so wrong with that. I grew up in a ranch, like a single story home.
Oh boy. So did I. That's why I have 17 stories now. I have an elevator. I have a moat. Like you don't strike me as a ranch girl.
Why?
Because Princess wants to go up in her tower.
No.
Yes, she
Princess
does.
Wants to not
Princess
have to pick
to
up
let
the dog.
Down her hair. Yeah.
There's no hair to let down.
I'm just, don't you.
I really don't. I did not think you were going to be the person who had an issue with this. I thought that Tiak would be appalled that I'm making a life decision based on our dog.
A 30-year decision.
Well, your mortgage, you can sell it.
We're not going to say this is not a forever home.
Okay, eye roll. Like, for real. No, it's a 30-year mortgage, but you don't have to pay it off. You don't have to stay.
Like, are you planning to stay in your current home for 30 years?
Yes, I think no. I think that you kind of feel like this is your forever home.
No, my wife wants to move.
She does?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to her about this.
Eventually. Like, it's good for now, but she's like just normal, more space.
There's more stuff going on.
I know. We've done so much.
You've made it so perfectly yours.
This is the point of homes. You have them like 8 to 10 years and then you move on.
I know, but what they've done to that, like.
Your home's amazing, but
thank you.
I'm in this boat right now. I'm finishing a tiny little spot in my basement, and I'm putting a NEMA plug in one corner and like a dedicated 15 amp.
I literally don't know what that is.
It's kind of like halfway hybrid, almost what a dryer does, but it's for to plug in a sauna. But it's like I'm doing all this work, but the next people aren't going to have a sauna, and I'm not leaving my sauna.
And also, I don't think you're ever going to move again.
That house is so big.
I was like, yeah, why do you need all of that space?
I don't need it. Right now, it's just...
maybe a tray.
Oh, you can take my ramp.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We're trying not to be at each other's throats today. Are we trying that? Are we trying the whole thing where we're not mad at each other or no? I don't know. There's just been some real heated battles on the show lately.
There has been some tension.
Gulp. There's a story where a woman was attending a wedding and she blew up the bride with a bunch of demands.
Right.
First off, let's just get a temperature of the room here. If you have demands as a guest, maybe you shouldn't go.
Yeah. It demands is very interesting. Like what do you mean demands?
Even being celiac and like God, I
put that down.
No, that's the thing. I would never say, hey, can you get me something? Like, nope.
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out or I won't eat and that's fine. Like it is not your fault. Like, no, because I don't want to put...
She'll figure her way around it. I've seen her down on Makers and Seven when she was desperate, and that has plenty of gluten in it.
Desperate. Yep. Desperate is the word there. Yeah. The demand thing is weird.
She was like, hotel check-in time is weird, so I'm going to need an early check-in because hotel check-in time's during the ceremony. And it's like, girl, it's a five-minute walk. Relax. Like,
right.
She's a new mother, so she needed a breast pumping room.
A private one.
Right. At the reception, at the venue. Yeah. Not at the, okay.
Because like at the hotel, you have your room and it sounds like 5 minute walk. Okay, so.
But she wanted this is where I think we're going to get not so happy with each other, but like she wanted a private breastfeeding room. Great. I would like a nice little place to lay down because I like to take a little nap after a couple drinks, then I'll rally and come back out.
Your age isn't really the bride's problem.
Neither is the fact that that woman had a baby. Sorry. Make my point much?
No, I'm like, kind of, as someone thinking heavily about weddings, I'm kind of with you because when I think about my venue, I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to spend you. Yeah. Right.
So, I've had two kids and my ex-wife went through all of it.
Right.
I've seen her pump while driving a car.
Right.
Wild.
Better than having the baby on her while driving the car.
Correct. Yeah. But as a new mother, I really am trying to choose my words carefully.
Yes.
Because there's a contingent of breastfeeding women.
Sure.
A union, if you will, that will come down here and burn the building to the ground if I get this wrong. But do you deserve a private room wherever you go? Because this woman thinks she does.
I also think it's kind of important to note she was messaging the bride about all of this and she was kind of just like a loose friend of the husband, of the groom. So it's not even like if Aaron came to me and was like, I'm so sorry, I really need, like, can you help me just figure it out? That feels different than some kind of random woman.
Yeah, halfway friends of the guy calling me, no.
Right, I probably would be like, yeah, I don't know how to help you because this is not on my priority list.
But if this was your wedding and for whatever reason, Aaron has had a baby.
Right.
This is a miracle.
Something crazy has happened, but.
Does she have a right to demand that? I that's what I find the most fascinating. I've gotten in trouble for saying there was a woman who breastfed in public at Cherry Creek Mall one time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting on a bench at the top of the stairs.
Okay.
So I'm walking up the stairs, and as I come up the stairs, like, I'm looking at her boobs. And then she's like, huh.
She wasn't like covered?
Barely.
Well.
And she, but she's mad at me, and I'm like, hey, this is not how this works.
Wait, she was mad at you for coming up the stairs?
She, like for seeing it, basically. For look, it's like, look, it's a little startling to see a boob when you come up the stairs. Mm-hmm. I believe that breastfeeding is a perfectly natural, perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Probably the best thing for the child, but if you can't, I ain't mad at you. Formula is great. Like,
covering
but
all you, your bases. Naturally, you'd probably do a double take or like
a. How would you not do a double
and then,
take?
And then realize, and then I'm sure you'd be polite, but there would be just a natural.
But it felt like she sat there to be offended.
Because there are bathrooms in a mall.
But then it's like bathrooms aren't in a mall, like bathrooms anywhere.
Or I understand maybe finding a bench like off on a little wing and then having the blanket over.
Right.
You. Yeah.
It's so hard to comment on this because obviously I've not had kids yet.
But your sisters have.
Like literally everyone in my life has at this point. And I just think that I would, if I was going to a wedding, new mom, it's like, and then I'm going to have to maybe take the 5-minute walk back to the hotel.
Yes.
And be gone for 25 minutes or 35 minutes, whatever it is.
Yes.
And I don't know that I would be making demands of someone's wedding.
This is this common theme in my life, and I don't want to get into it, but like sometimes you put yourself in a situation, you have to take the L.
You put yourself in the situation of having a baby?
Yes. She had a baby. And I'm not saying it's a bad situation. She probably wanted a baby. She wants to breastfeed the baby. Whatever. She needs to pump and dump because she's drinking at the wedding.
Right.
Like, but this is nobody's problem
but
yours.
When you think about then a workplace or something, I think it does become someone else's responsibility.
To provide a space. We have pump rooms here, right?
Yeah. Apparently.
We have one pump room here.
Yeah, we have one on this floor.
There's
and then
like
one
nine
downstairs.
Women who are.
Yeah, and only three show up to work.
Sure.
So, and none of them are pregnant right now.
Well, not right now.
I'm looking at Erin because she's due soon. Remember in the scenario?
In the scenario, that's right, that's right.
I don't know. When my wife was working in an office after we had our first child, she had our first child, and they had a designated room for her. And a lot of times she'd have to kick people out because it was just to the other people.
Kick people out. Because they were breastfeeding?
They're just in there like taking a phone call. It's just kind of, they view it as this empty room that no one ever uses. So we can go in and out. But she's like, but I use it when I need to use it. When I need to use it, I need to use it. And
so it's like the disabled stall. Like they're like, no one else is in here. So we might as well use it.
Yeah, a lot. But she would get some attitude, especially. I think a lot of like salesmen would use it. So they're.
Yeah, hold on, Toots. I'm taking a call here.
Kind of that. Yeah.
She's like, my boobs are literally about to go, man.
And read what the room says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now I'm so torn because it's like, you have a right to it in some places.
Yes.
But where does that line stop?
At your wedding, if you've already put everything into it and you know who's had kids and whatever, I'm sorry. If you don't have a room for them, then they got to make a decision. But it shouldn't affect your life.
Could have even asked the bride, could I borrow your room?
Dressing room.
In the hotel or whatever.
Something.
You're getting ready room for that. Not demanding.
It feels kind of.
It's better than intrusive. I demand my own room.
Yes. Yeah. She wanted a private room.
Right. That no one else would come into possibly. Whereas in this case, if like it was the bride's
because
room.
Because you had a baby, you don't get to demand things.
But when it comes to work, I think you do.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I agree. Like here, like. Sending a woman into any of the bathrooms on this floor with child or not is not something I recommend. Every time you leave, Erica, we wait like 10 minutes and then we have a search party ready to go. These bathrooms are horrific. Like maybe the girls isn't as bad as the guys, but
the
it's like,
stalls like don't.
One of them doesn't lock.
Yes, so you just like can't use it.
Yeah.
Or you have to like put your foot up or something.
Well, I can top that. The urinal in ours. I think some people start peeing when they open the door.
Oh my gosh.
So try breastfeeding in there.
You know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, this is going to get weird in here. I don't think anybody, there's a poll out on the internet that asks, are hickeys attractive or embarrassing?
Those are the only two, okay. I literally can't make eye contact with anyone during this conversation.
But it seems attractive? Like you're having more comfort with me, which makes me awkward. Because you're afraid to look at them, but you'll look at me. Don't look at me during this.
Okay.
Well, you got that thing on your neck.
I'm just so attractive as in if I was like out and about and single and I saw a guy with one, I'd be like, that's hot. Or
do you find it attractive like you're going out, you and your man, you're out and he's got a bite on his neck and you're like, I did that.
Okay. No, I do not find them attractive.
You're holding something back, though.
I just think sometimes they happen.
They absolutely do.
Especially when you're, like, young.
Young or really new in a relationship.
Yeah, sure. I'm just thinking about, there was one time where I was close to Slacker in the other studio, and I was like, is that a hickey? Like, I thought he had one, and I don't know if you ever... Confirmed or denied.
I believe it was when I was working under my car and the exhaust pipe was still a little hot and I got up and it just dinged me a little bit. I was curling my hair and the curling iron.
Oh my god,
me.
It was.
These guys fully Clocked. Called me out and I made every excuse in the book. I was trying so hard for it to be...
You didn't, like, get makeup and put it over
it? I think I maybe put a little concealer on it, but by the end of the day, it just kind of had, like, rubbed off.
Yeah.
And it was just a huge, like...
This was fairly recent.
You spit as well? What just happened to you?
I got a little excited. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. It was just one of those...
Heat of the moment.
Of the moment things, and you're just like, no, That wasn't long enough to have left anything. And then it wasn't until the next day I'm like, oh my God, I look like I got, like, because a curling iron hit looks the same.
Yeah.
If you've ever, like.
I guess I've never, I don't know.
You haven't? But you seem like a hickey girl.
I seemed like a hickey girl?
You didn't before this moment, before we started talking about this, but the way you were like, well, can I have a third answer? So that led me to believe, like, you like them, but you don't think they're embarrassing, but you also don't think they're attractive.
I think they're super embarrassing when you're, like, 18 or, like, 16 and in your parents'
home. I think they're more embarrassing when you're older.
But when you're in your parents' home and you gotta, like...
You put a...
You gotta get the frozen spoon.
In public at school, you show it off because it's like, hey, I got some.
I don't know that I ever did that. I think I was embarrassed by them.
You were? I'm more embarrassed as an adult because when these two are calling me out, I'm like, I'm a grown ass man with teenage children.
That's so true. Then your kids are at home. That's so much worse than your parents.
It's like middle of the summer and I'm wearing like turtlenecks.
Yeah.
Like, here's something weird that I'm noticing. Hmm. This is very much a three-way conversation here. T-Hack.
Yeah.
Why haven't you spoken?
I've never had a hickey. I genuinely don't understand.
You've never given a hickey or had a hickey?
No, I don't know. Neither. I don't think either.
I feel like you're missing some fun.
Missing what? I don't know. Like, how do you just...
No, just...
You,
like,
I got to bite someone?
No, it's not a bite. It's not teeth. I'm back to not being able to look at anyone.
Semi-involved, sort of.
Kind of.
Because that's what's the back-end pressure.
I don't know. I guess I've done my fair share of making out. It just doesn't involve my neck. Yeah, I don't understand. Can you walk me through?
We can probably do you one better than that. Okay.
I got two sides. Who's taking each?
All right, nose goes.
Aaron's in. Two sides. We're all getting in there.
That's three of us. Only other nose goes.
I got it first.
Okay, me and Aaron.
Am I missing? What am I missing, I guess? Erica?
No. It's just a nice time.
What you're missing, oh my God. We are, just get a frozen spoon next to your bed.
What?
And then just, because that is how you get rid of it.
Oh. Right, right.
So
but
just,
it does
it
not
happens.
Go away in a day.
It really doesn't. And sometimes the more you mess with it, the longer it's there. Just, have you ever just like...
Just in just the, like, in the
you're
throes
kissing
of
her
passion?
Neck.
Okay, sure.
A lot.
I guess
aggressively.
I guess I'm more mobile. I guess I'm moving around more. You guys get locked. You're so locked in on.
Like, she's D'd up, and you're like, you're trying to get. Oh,
I genuinely.
That was.
Wow.
That was
from
the basketball term.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This started off kind of lighthearted for me.
Oh.
But I think I'm developing a real problem.
Oh, no.
a real one. Okay. And I've talked about it before. It was trash day again in my neighborhood. And okay. I talked about the last time I went out to take the trash and my neighbors, nobody had their trash out. And so I started second guessing, is it actually trash day? I let them influence me. I let them bully me by not even.
I need you to have the strength of your convictions, man.
I know. And it was kind of, oh, go, you're silly.
Also, hold on. But they weren't bullying you because they didn't know anything was happening.
I know, which is even worse. I let them like peer pressure me and they're just in their house, not even paying attention to me.
If you missed it, he wanted to take his trash out. And since no one else's trash was out, he second guessed whether or not it was, in fact, trash day.
Right. Because they move it if it's just a holiday on a Monday or something.
But then you stop and you go, was Monday a holiday? No. Then leave your trash. Don't succumb to the invisible, like, it's not, like we said, it's not peer pressure.
But you said you feel, you second guess it too. You go out there and you go,
I have, but I still go, I think I'm right.
And I'll just be the first.
I'm just, I'm a trailblazer.
You could be the first.
Absolutely.
I can't be the first. I feel like now I'm being judged. Like, oh, that idiot didn't read his email.
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
I did think of you whatever night that was for me, because I went to take our trash out, which is rare, by the way. And I looked around. I did the double take.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did other people have their cans out?
There was one down the street. So I was like, okay.
Okay. That's good. Well,
I will say, in your defense, I do pretty much know which weeks, based on whether or not I have my kids, if it's trash and recycle or just trash.
Yeah.
And I've got one real overzealous neighbor who occasionally puts his recycle out on the wrong week, and I'll run back up to grab my recycle. I'm like, wait a second. It's not a recycle week.
Right.
So he just puts it out every week and just hopes in case. It's just like, come on, man, pick it up.
Take it. Yeah.
So that's, I'm glad you said that, because I was feeling confident after talking about you guys. Some listeners said some nice supportive things about these.
No, they didn't. Okay. The text line is never supportive.
No, they were
It's not a place. That is the least safe space on this show.
Yeah.
I was feeling confident about it, and then it's trash day again, and so I go to take my cans out, and it is recycling week, so I'm going to take my recycling out.
Okay.
Until I see my neighbor doesn't have their recycling out, just the trash can. And now it's a whole other thing that I'm second guessing. I know the trash is coming, but what about recycling? Now I'm in my head again.
But
it's
maybe they just didn't have recycling to go out.
Or maybe they're bastards and they don't care about the environment.
Maybe they don't like the environment.
Maybe.
I've got a neighbor who just never does. And I'm like, I know you had pizza this week. I saw it.
Well, you can't recycle pizza boxes.
You're supposed to not, but I
see,
still do.
See, neighbors are paying attention. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I definitely see it. Can we talk about the pizza box thing? Because I order pizzas that have it's the pizza box. And then there's a round cardboard thing that the pizza's sitting on top of. Mm-hmm. Like there's an additional round.
Take that out.
Take that out, throw that in the trash. And then the box is just a box. It doesn't have any grease on it. It doesn't have any cheese on it.
Okay.
Watch, I don't know if that's true, but I like your thinking.
It just seems like a lot of cardboard to throw away if we're really trying to help old Mother Earth out.
I didn't know until a few weeks ago that you couldn't have grease and stuff on your recycling stuff. Like you just, it's food, it's recycled, it's plastic. Like you buy at the grocery store, they have I don't know, cake pieces or cookies or whatever, like in the plastic thing, and you just recycle it. It's plastic.
You don't rinse it first?
No. I didn't
rinse
know.
Everything. Like if I had a can of beans, I rinse them out till it's a clean can.
I don't always, but sometimes I just throw away a can of beans that's not rinsed. Honestly, don't dangerously get
reason.
Mad at me.
You're the reason. Eventually, when we're all gasping for air, it's going to be Mother Nature's going to give up and goes, it was that last can of beans.
No, I've been better about it because Dane's a real stickler.
Okay.
I was also doing the thing for way too long where I would have trash and I would just put it in the big garage. I wouldn't put it in a bag.
What?
I didn't know it was a difference. I thought it was just the trash. They just dump it in. You're supposed to put everything's supposed to be in bags. And I've learned. I've gotten better.
I don't put my dog poop into another bag. The dog poop is in the dog poop bag, and then it goes straight in the trash.
Me too.
All you all just have it wrong. You can put whatever you want in your trash can. It doesn't have to be in a bag. That's insane.
You don't want loose stuff flying around.
I put loose stuff in there, yes. Like if I go out and trim a bush, and it's not enough to fill up one of those huge 55-gallon bags, I just go, throw it in there, and it says, I wouldn't put mud in there.
Hey,
because then it's at the bottom.
In most municipal is what it says, suburban and city managed systems, trash should be bagged and tied inside your cart
Or what?
To prevent litter, odors, pests, as well as keep waste contained during collection.
They just flip that stupid thing up.
Yeah, and guess what? All of the loose stuff is flying around.
It
no, yes,
it
is.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, because my mom, litter. Her house is on a corner. We get everyone's leftovers when you don't bag them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I have literally gotten mail from other people, and I take it back to their door. So I'm like, hey, you lost this.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you're a psychotherapist or a marriage counselor, please come to the studios. This is a simple talk.
I know one.
About trash.
Yeah.
And we find a way to be at each other's throats. Aaron.
What?
I'm going to put trash everywhere. Give me all the addresses of everywhere you live. I swear to God, I've never seen a single piece of trash. In fact, next week, I'm not going to bag one thing. And we'll see what happens.
What, you're going to go out every time?
Every single time. I eat a piece of gum.
You're going to get your steps in, man.
I will get my steps in, and I will shoot a time-lapse video.
And your trash people are going to hate you.
They're not going to. They don't even look. It's just now the robot arm does it. My guy's reading a book.
He's still got to drive.
No, he barely does. It's like a Tesla. I swear to God.
I actually need to know, because I changed my whole life. I was maybe hiding some fast food stuff in the garage.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
And I'm bringing it back in. Yes.
You shove it under one of the other bags.
Thank you.
We've all done it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know that we have.
Yes, we have. When you're a closet eater, you do exactly what I'm talking about. Yes or no? Bag it? Don't bag it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story of literally the stupidest person we've ever had on Stupendously Stupid Stories.
Wow.
For sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, Slacker, in the theater, we have something called a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Maybe criminals should do the same.
Jeez. The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
My story's out of Poland.
Yeah. Yeah, bold. I don't know. Polish. What's that weird little thing? Did they eat pierogies or whatever? Is that Polish?
Is that Polish?
Oh, God. Polish sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there were two burglars. I think it was their first time out doing some burgling. They didn't know what they were doing. First of all, they parked in the driveway instead of the street.
They live there?
Yeah.
They just parked their car.
They pulled in, yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
Which makes it harder to get away, as you can imagine.
It does. You got
to
back out first.
Yeah, they broke through a window on the front of the house instead of, like, somewhere in the back.
Please stop.
The owners came home and saw this car in the broken window, so they just kind of pulled in right behind the car.
No way.
We'll just kind of block them in. This is our house.
Leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
The robbers, they realized they couldn't go out the front door, so they ran out the back door, and they thought they made it home free. They waved down a taxi, which turned out to be an unmarked police car.
No way.
These guys went about 0 for 100. And didn't. I don't think they stole anything.
They literally flagged down a police car.
Yeah.
They're like, it's us.
Okay. Yeah. They're done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, Hack, but my story's better.
Okay.
It's out of Washington.
The state?
Olympia, Washington, so yes.
Yes.
There was a dude driving over 100 miles an hour in his world on the road. Police chased them. They ended up on the wrong side of the highway. They eventually crashed.
Oh!
They dirted the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Police caught them a little ways later. When they drug them back to the vehicle, the man had converted the dashboard of his vehicle into a giant bong.
Wait, what?
Yes, the entire vehicle, the dashboard was a bong. Then they found a bunch of stolen merchandise and various narcotics in his body and watched him as he swallowed a bag of meth.
Yeah, sorry. Found merchandise in his body?
In the truck.
Oh,
The bong truck. Then he swallowed a thing.
Right.
The follow-up is, that was his 98th arrest.
98? What are you doing?
Oh, wow.
I wish it had been 100.
Go for two more.
Yeah. He's got us.
You gotta break the record, man.
No, he'll learn his lesson.
Okay. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.